And we're back here on In Focus. Just a few minutes left with Karen Hibbard from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Karen, I know, speaking about Manhattan attractions, it's hard to talk about Manhattan anymore without mentioning the Flint Hills Discovery Center. And next weekend, there's a big five-year anniversary event coming up at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. And maybe just tell us a bit more about it, because we've heard a little bit about it, but the planning behind this, it sounds like it was difficult to put together.
Yes. Well, the Discovery Center, we are thrilled. They are, again, with our research, that's the number one attraction that people like to come to town to see, to learn more about this environment that we live in. Flint Hills Discovery Center is such an asset to our community as well as to our entire region. It's hard for me to believe that it's been 5 years since the doors have been opened for the Discovery Center, but they've got a month-long celebration. Beginning next Friday is when the beginning of the festivities kick off. But you'll also want to mark May 20th on your calendar, where there will be the Flint Hills Festival that the Discovery Center is supporting and putting on. And there'll be activities all day long for people to participate in. So if you have yet to make it to the Discovery Center, we encourage you to be there and to go and see and learn all about this special system that we live in.
Well, and I know recently you've shared some numbers on the Flint Hills Discovery Center, and you just keep seeing more and more people stop in there.
Absolutely. It's utilized not only for the curious visitor, but it's also utilized as a place where you could have a reception, where you could host a wedding. For many of our meetings, they will have an off-site meeting venue there. So it really has become a part of the fabric of Manhattan as visitors are coming in into it. And so their numbers continue to rise. I believe, I'm calling this from memory, I think that over the 5 years, there have been well over 300,000 people that have come through those doors. So yeah, I don't have that number with me. That's the one number I don't have with me, so my apologies. But
well, so many more people to come, too, just because.
Absolutely.
Do you think people are surprised when they walk in the Flint Hills Discovery Center? What is your general reaction from people who've never been there before, who just walk in and realize something like this exists right here in
Manhattan?
Well,
I love to go in when someone has never been there and they are dispelling the myth of what Kansas is all about. And I think to have an understanding, first of all, there are multiple things that people are in awe of. One of them is to understand the root system, to see how deep the grass system really is. The other is we're about to enter into this as soon as the moisture kind of dissipates a little bit, burning season, the significance and why we burn. I think that that is something that is fascinating to people, to the visitor, to be able to understand. Also to have an understanding about the ranching that has taken place for many, many years, to understand the work, the hard work that goes with that, but the significance of that so that you and I can enjoy having a great steak for dinner. That it just helps us understand the area that we live in that we call home. So it's been a great asset for Manhattan, Kansas.
Well, Nino, as someone who's not originally from Manhattan, the first time I went into the Discovery Center, I think it really helped foster my appreciation for the land around me, just because it's one thing to be able to look at the land and say, wow, this is beautiful, but to have it displayed in such a way that so informative and so interesting, it's hard not to just walk away with something really valuable entertainment.
Absolutely. Job well done.
Well, it's coming up on 10 o'clock here at News Radio K-Man. We've been speaking with Karen Hibbard from the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. In Focus returns tomorrow with Kathy Dawes. Thanks for listening.
The time just goes too fast for you, doesn't it, Karen? There's never a window long enough for you to talk about the wonderful things that we have in our community. Nice work today, Andrew. Thank you very much. Altered program schedule today. We have the Royals on the radio beginning at 11:30. First pitch at 12:10. Clark Howard is next on K-Man. Good morning.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN, Manhattan.